I'm really privileged this morning to be able to introduce to you Father Charles Talley. And he is pastor of St. Barbara Parish at Old Mission Santa Barbara, which has been part of the Franciscan family since its founding in 1786. And for those of you who are not up on California or Santa Barbara history, Santa Barbara is the only mission that was left unsecularized when the Mexicans came in and took over from Spain. And the reason that Santa Barbara Mission remained unsecularized was because they had two very prominent parishioners, Daniel Hill and Nicholas Den, and they were helped and bought the property and leased it back to the Franciscans. So we're really privileged to have the only mission that has been in existence since its founding. Right, Father Larry, yeah, you can, yes, you can clap for that, because, yes, definitely. Yes, right. Oh, yes. Yeah. Anyway, Father Larry Father Charles has been pastor since 2013, when he and his assistant pastor, Father Larry, came to the mission. And Father Charles came from Mission San Luis Rey. So he was at the King of the Missions and came to the Queen of the Missions. Anyway, Father Charles was ordained in 1999 and has been a Franciscan and has worked in various places as a Franciscan besides here at the mission in Santa Barbara and also the one in San Luis Rey. He's a native of Ohio, went to Oberlin College, and he went to the Franciscan Seminary, Theological Seminary in San Francisco, and got a Master's of Divinity there, and is part of the Theological Union in Berkeley, I should say. Okay. Anyway, besides being a pastor, before he became a Franciscan, he actually was a freelance journalist. And as a freelance journalist, he worked in various parts of the world. And so he's lived in San Francisco, he's lived in New York, he's lived in Sweden, and in other places, and he has become proficient in several languages. He says he knows fluently Spanish, French, and English? I know. Yeah. Anyway, Swedish. But the thing he doesn't say is, besides these languages, which he speaks fluently, he also knows a lot of others, which he studies on his own. And I can't even name how many languages he really knows and can converse with. But one of his things that he enjoys at the mission is, besides being having his pastoral duties, he loves the international visitors who come all the time. And so he likes to be able to converse with them. So they're delighted that someone who can speak their language is there. So when he has time, he's out there in front, busy greeting all of the different visitors. So it's sort of a nice sight when you see some of this going on. Yeah. Anyway, he is here to speak to us today, and he's speaking on the appendix of the Richard Rohr book, Eager to Love. And I will stop talking and let him come up here, and so you can hear from him. Yeah. Okay, now if you'll stand up so we can do our blessing.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, life, and insight. We welcome